Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
I just got through talking with Blau.
Mm-hmm.
I think I made some headway.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that the business has never had a more friendly president in the United States than they have in you. I said you had the Ginsburg and the Attorney General working all night. I said that I have no interest in the matter. I don't represent any steel company, nor do I represent the government. But I said I know the president. And I know that the president knows the temper of Congress. He knows the temper of the people. I said Congress will pass an excess profits tax and a price control measure if you don't do this thing right. Now, I'm telling you as your friend. And I pointed out what could be done if it was delayed until the liaison committee met. He said he's not a member of that committee. I said, well, you would invite him.
Yeah.
You would see that he was invited with the committee. And he thought that was a good idea, but he didn't want to run out on his competitors and on his word. I said, well, you're not running out on anybody. Nobody's asking you to run out on anybody. We're just asking you to come to that meeting, listen to the your own fellow businessmen in an exchange of ideas with the president. I'm sure that you'll get better relief. You'll get a committee appointed on this dumping problem headed by McNamara, provided it isn't publicized, and provided we don't get hurt with Germany and Japan if it's not properly handled. I think we can get some cases reopened on dumping that you lost. I think we can get some critical material out of the stockpile. I think that if you do it that way, the public will receive it differently, Congress will receive it differently, and you'll get some mileage out of it. Otherwise, you're just going to be ruined. I said, stockholders already are sending telegrams protesting this thing. I said, the president is not a dictator, doesn't want to be. And he said, well, I know that, and I appreciate that. You know, I know he knows more about it than I do, but I've got my problems. I said, well, now listen. You just do it this way, and I'm sure that it'll do you and your company and industry generally a great deal of good. Otherwise, you're just taking a terrible risk on ruining this whole economy.
Now, what are we supposed to do now?
He said that before he decides tomorrow whether to make an announcement or not, he's going to call McNamara.
All right.
He says, he told me this finally. He said, well, I want to help the president. I know that he's friendly. Well, I said, now you do it this way now, Roger, and you're not going to. If you do it the other way, you're going to just take the risk.
Will you call Bob and tell him that then? I've got a group in me here meeting now.
All right.
And can I transfer you to him and let you tell him this so that he'll know what the score is? So we wait for his call then tomorrow. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Just a second.
Okay.
Please transfer this call to Bob McNamara, wherever he is.
Yes, sir.
Ben, don't lose him now.
I won't lose him. Mr. Weissel?
Yes.